I want to talk to you today. The Spirit of God dropped something in my spirit this morning. And He put a word and He said, paradigm in the kingdom. See, when we think about kingdom, we have a mindset. But God is saying, with that mindset, you will never understand the kingdom of God. You need to have a paradigm shift in the way you see things. The first paradigm that the Lord wanted me to drop in this afternoon is culture versus the kingdom of God. Culture versus the kingdom of God. I come from an ethnic background of India. When we come into the kingdom of God, we come with the baggage of our ethnicity. Hello? We call it spiritual worship. The spiritual worship is totally different from what we practice every day. We bring our race, we bring our ethnicity, we bring our background, we bring our nationalities, we bring our family culture, and we call it worshiping in the Spirit. John 4:24 says, God is Spirit, and those who worship God must worship in spirit and in truth. The immediate Pentecostal charismatic meaning is singing in tongues. That is not true. I can, singing and worshiping God in tongues is with the Spirit. In the Spirit is totally different. John was in the Spirit, whereas Paul talks about in Corinthians, you can pray with tongues. You can sing with tongues, but in the Spirit is your body, your mind, your soul doesn't exist. It exists in the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Ghost who's praying through you. It is the Holy Ghost who's worshiping through you. You are just a carrier of what He wants to do. The will of the kingdom is executed through you. Are you with me? See, many times, you know, if you come to India, you will see, probably John, Abraham will say this, they will come to the minister and say, touch me that I will be blessed. And we feel great as ministers, we do it. You know where it comes from? Hinduism. When you go to a Hindu temple, whatever the priest touches is blessed. But when I am saved, born again, when I come into the kingdom, I don't see the kingdom culture. I want to bring what belongs to me, and I put a Christian covering to it and call it kingdom of God. Hello? Hello? Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? The kingdom culture is totally different. Can I ask you, as an Indian, is my spiritual life still Indianized, or it is kingdomized? But we say it, but in our practice, we're very Indian. Hello? We use this phrase very commonly. We Asians do this. Where in the Bible it says that? We Indians used to do this. Can I say this, if you allow me? We Africans do this. But the Bible talks about the kingdom culture is separate. So I want to pose a first paradigm. Am I really worshiping? Am I really in the kingdom? Or am I bringing African culture into it and calling it as kingdom? Hello? Hello? Are you with me? The kingdom culture is totally different from where we come from. The second paradigm that I want to talk about is kingdom worship. John, Revelation chapter 4 talks about John in the Spirit looked at the one seated on the throne. The second paradigm is we worship more than Jesus. Can I be honest and transparent? I'm a minister. When I say this, don't get me wrong. We worship men of God more than Jesus. Hello? The man's word is more important to me than what the king declares. We call it kingdom culture. That is not kingdom culture. That is man-made kingdom culture. Who are we worshiping? Are we worshiping dance? Because that is culturally the right thing to do. Hello? If you come to India, you will never see dance. So Indians will say, dancing is wrong. You go to India, they will stand still in fear. So according to their culture, that is worship. If that is the kingdom worship? No. There is a place to worship God with dance. There is a place to worship God with shouting. There is a place to worship God with... But if I dance all the time, that is not kingdom worship. That is man-made worship. Because my soul feels good. See, I like to jive. When I like to jive, what is not good? Come on, talk to me. My flesh. And we call it in the spirit. Hello? Am I talking to you? You're looking at me, staring at me like this. What are you talking? Am I talking in Indian? You understand what I'm talking about? See, we have to understand when we talk about kingdom, what exactly is kingdom? See, I have to know there is only one object of worship that is not a church. Hello? I have a ministry, I'm a pastor, I have a church. I can easily make people look to my church and my ministry more than Jesus. Hello? As a minister, I can draw the people to my gift, not to Jesus. Hello? See, as a prophet, I can make you come stand in the line to receive a word and not teach the people to hear the word of God directly. Hello? See, I don't know, these are the things, I made these mistakes, and the Holy Ghost had to slap me down and say, you are not my kingdom material. He said, you are building your own kingdom. Why? I want people to win. See, as a leader, I was very uncomfortable when people were not around me. Hello? When I walk, I wanted people to walk with me. Why? That made me feel like I am the overseer. You're not building kingdom of God, you're building your own kingdom. Come on. I know I'm being very transparent and being honest and bare. Some of you may not like it. If you really want to change, you change the paradigm shift, the way we think needs to change. Are you with me? Who are we worshiping? Sometimes I go to a meeting because of the man of God, not because of Jesus. The kingdom of God. Who will be deceiving? Come on. I feel the Holy Ghost grieving right now. I hear the cry of the Holy Ghost. He's saying, my people have rejected me. He's saying, I'm waiting for the kingdom of God to manifest. But people do not know. Lift up your hands to heaven and just tell them, God, forgive me. Forgive me for building idols. Forgive me for building idols which don't look like idols that look like churchy. I have built idols that look like very churchy, white and white clothes. That's why they don't look like idols. So we feel comfortable, but we are idol worshippers. We are not worshipping the King of Kings. Is that I'm worshiping? Is King of Kings? Can I ask a question? That'd be okay. Are we hosting the King or are we having service to host the people? Our worship services, when we gather, the purpose is to host the King or it is for us to host the people? Can I ask a question? In any kingdom, can there be two kings? But how is that in our churches? We have the King of Kings and the local king. Hello? You come to India, there are heads of the church, you have to bow down and kiss their ring. Hello? That's the biggest denomination right now. I don't want to tell the name. See, this is the problem, like what Pastor Abraham was talking about. We do not know what the kingdom of God is. The third one, quickly, the paradigm is prayer. Kingdom prayer. What is the mindset of prayer? If you go to Matthew chapter 6, we see there, 5 to 8, it says, they pray like hypocrites, seen by men. Do not use vain repetition. They think they are heard by many words. I just picked up those three words of what it says in the passage. But if you practically look at my prayer, I'm not pointing at you, my prayer, I do these three things very often. What do? I pray so that I can be seen. Many times I even tell from the pulpit people, let me see you pray. So we're making people conscious rather than God conscious. And then it goes on to say, vain repetition. We like religious repetitive methods. Culturally, it is very okay for us. We feel good. But Bible says, do not, when you pray, do these things, vain repetitions. But how many times in our prayers, if you notice, we repeat the same words again and again and again and again, same sentence again, without any meaning, without any Holy Ghost. Our prayers are not presence-based. Our prayers are emotionally driven. There has to be a paradigm shift. How we think and how we operate in the kingdom of God. Jesus very clearly said, do not do like this, but when you pray, pray to your Father in heaven. So lastly, I want to touch about something, the fourth paradigm. That's where I want to dwell and I want to finish. The fourth paradigm is, I want to ask you a question. Who is leading you? Who is leading you? Is it a denomination? Is it the senior pastor? Is it the famous prophet? Oh, did you hear brother so-and-so said this? So what? Hello? So what? Do you see how we have changed the kingdom of God into such a man-made empire? And we still call it spiritual. Who is leading us? Turn with me to Romans chapter 8. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8. Somebody read verse 14 for me, please. Is my experience leading me? Is my culture leading me? Is my country leading me? Is my creed leading me? Romans chapter 8 and verse 24. It says here, those who are what? Come on, everybody there. Those who are what? Led by who? By the Spirit of what? Are called children of God. Not those who filled salvation cards. We have a beautiful culture. Just as I am, when we sing, when people come to the altar, those things are very good, awesome. But we make it as a system, but we forget that those who are what? Led by the Spirit of God are what? Children of God. So let me ask a question. How many of us are led by the Spirit? The first thing comes to my point is, are you filled with tongues? Do you speak in tongues? Can I say something to you? You can pray in tongues yet do not know the leading of the Holy Ghost. I can pray in the flesh in tongues. Hello? Can I talk to you? I can pray seen by men like I am in the Spirit. I can look like I'm being warfare, I can look like I'm intense, but yet deep down in my spirit I am dead like a rock and do not know what the Lord is leading me to do. So according to the scripture, if I don't understand and don't have a sense of leading, my sonship is a question. That means I am a religious son, not a relational son. I am a politically affiliated son. I am not a true born-again son. Those who are what? Led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Let me give you another scripture. Go to Galatians. Galatians chapter 4, I think. And verse 6. Can somebody read Galatians 4, 6? Because you are what? Sons, God has sent forth His Spirit into your heart. So I want to ask a question. This was my biggest revelation moment. When I was a worship leader, senior pastor, I would preach a beautiful sermon, 10 points, go sit in the car, and the Holy Spirit will ask me, how was the service? And I'll be so proudly saying, ah, God moved, it's a wonderful sermon. He said, you did your own thing. He said, you did your own thing. I said, God, what do you mean? I preached a wonderful sermon. You gave me the revelation of 10 points. He said, I showed up in the middle of your preaching. You ignored me. I have no sense of leading when I'm talking. When the Holy Ghost comes, the reason why the Holy Ghost comes is so that I know the leading to manifest Jesus, and I ignore it. I want my gift to be manifested. Hello? When I'm leading worship, I will be worshiping. And the Holy Ghost would show up. I'm in the third song. Wait, Holy Ghost, be quiet. Sit down, be quiet. Let me finish my songs. When I release you, you can do the gift. You'll be like, am I your servant or are you my servant? We have no sense of being led by the Holy Spirit. We are led by emotions. John was talking about it. We are led by what? Emotions. I do not know. There is no sense of knowing. Can I ask you a question? If you are truly born again, in the same Romans chapter 8, it says, God's Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you are children of God. So there is a natural default knowing is a byproduct of sonship. But you know, most of us are, we are blind. We are blind, but we act spiritual. Can I ask a question? I know I am in the midst of prayer warriors and intercessors. Don't get me wrong, I'm not against all those things. I'm also an intercessor. But how many times my prayers are led by the Holy Ghost? Or do I go into a ready-made mechanic mode, let's do warfare. He'll be like, hey, did I tell you to do it? He'll be like, sit down, I know how to do it. I've been in the church 20 years. Hello? 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 If I don't understand the one leading me is a person, I can never be led by. It's not just a feeling. It's not just a power. See, let me give you an example. What is this? Credit card. It has power, right? I can give this credit card to her. Huh? I can give this credit card to her. You can hold it for now. See, I'm holding it. She can use my power, but that credit card is not a person. But when I go with her, the person is there. It's totally different. You will talk to me first. John, I want to buy this. Can I use your credit card? See, that is the difference between Holy Spirit as a person and using Holy Spirit as a power. When I use Holy Spirit as a power, I think, I decide when he is supposed to do, what he is supposed to do, how he is supposed to, because I am the man of God. Hello? If I want to follow, I need to first recognize that he is a person. He has his own way. Can I ask you something? He has his own desire for each service. He has his own will for each service. He has his own way for his service. But what I think is, I will sing two fast songs, one slow song. I will preach my sermon, give an altar call. At that moment, the Holy Spirit can move. But he's saying, you are using me like a power, you're not considering me as a person. Hello? Who am I led by? Who am I led by in my intercession, in my warfare, in my prayer, in my service, in my preaching? I got it. Just stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Can I have the musicians, please? Can we just ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, change my mind. Change my mind, God. I want to be led. 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 I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. Come on, talk to him. Talk to him. I want to relate with you. Oh, I want to relate with you. I want to have a relationship with you, Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Ghost, change my mindset, my paradigm. Shift needs to change the way I think. Hallelujah. My worship, my prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, my culture. Lord, take me past my culture, Lord. Take me past my nationality. Take me past. Come on, somebody, go before the Lord right now, because he's changing our mindset right now. Allow the Holy Ghost. Allow the Holy Ghost right now. I see heaven's opening over some of you. I see heaven's opening over some of you.